Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Sip informed us last night he went to bed at 9 o'clock and asked Bill, Bill's still light out, and Bill said no, because it's getting darker and darker every day. Look at his smile.
Look at heaven out there. Not that long ago, Jake goes, I think we could play golf at 5:30 in the morning.
Right now you can have a
No,
tee
you
time.
Can't. Now you can't. Go no. ahead, tee off.
No.
When we'll see the ball more than 10 feet. Oh, it's awesome.
Ball has disappeared.
And it's not like it's cloudy.
It's just dark out.
It's weather in the 90s, though, still. We still have a lot of summer left. There's a lot of heat left. And that's a downer for me.
I think I saw 95 this weekend, possibly in play.
Oh, horrific.
Really? 95?
95, 96, I think, maybe Friday, Saturday, potential.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's dark.
The darkness
is not cloud.
Nice.
It's just dark.
We like the darkness.
We like that. I do. I mean, I kind of do, too. Not like you, but yeah. Well, here we are. Here we are. It's Tuesday.
No, it's Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah. Here we are. Sean's going to be on today. You know that.
Okay. He knows that is the key, I think. I mean, I hope he knows
Sean's
that.
Aware. It's Wednesday. He's always locked in for Wednesday. So
Wednesday.
A week ago today, we had the governor here in studio for an hour. That was already a week ago today.
God. How about that?
By the way, that day, as you know, Bill was trying to get a bag or a box of pork chops for a caller to give
six
away.
Sixth caller, and
yesterday the box arrived. I think it's in the freezer. So unless the caller picked it up, the box I can show you is in the freezer.
Where else would it be?
In a large bag. There's actually several boxes in there. So this is quite the prize.
Yeah.
That
for Sarah which Pillen. Is Governor Pillen's daughter, delivered the pork. Hand-delivered the pork.
Nice. Yeah. So who gets this pork?
It was Doug. Caller Doug.
Caller Doug, the sixth
box of
caller.
Pork chops.
Is he aware that he's got a lot of pork chops?
Yes, Ellie called him.
Yes.
Ellie called him just to make sure that he knew.
Imagine that. You're just listening to the show. Next thing, imagine talking to your wife, like all of a sudden you kind of walk into the kitchen. Like, I'll be go to hell. We just want a box of pork chops.
Pork chops is a good deal.
It'd be a good deal.
I mean, a really good deal.
Be a really good deal.
All right, pork chops.
Pork chops for Doug. They're in the studio here. They're in the fridge, the freezer back there. Good day for.
What else is going on, Idle Chit Chat? What did you guys do yesterday? Did you have?
Bill had a speaking engagement yesterday.
I had a three-prong day with different things I had to do.
Okay.
Job-wise, but Jake, you know, he teed it up for me awful well, and then everyone going over to the Speed Museum.
I'm listening.
Brevet Seeds is who I spoke to, and it was incredible.
I'm sorry,
it was packed at that. You're sorry that I spoke?
No, Brevet Seeds.
Yes, but you already knew that name. No. So why'd you say I'm sorry? You just repeated it before I said anything.
He coughed.
He just said it. This is usually when he repeats my statements to make them into a question. So you were with Brevet Seed. That's the general next thing.
I didn't exactly hear it. But you, Brevet
but you,
Seed.
But you're Ent. Brevet. But you were able Brevet to, but you were able
seed.
To you were able to repeat it. So you had to have heard it somewhat clearly.
Somewhat clearly, yeah.
Yes, but it was a remarkable group packed in there. A lot of fun. Met a ton of people. But also the Speed Museum. I'm going to say that it has to be insured for $1 billion.
That's probably about right.
I mean,
there's so much in there.
And it's to the point to where you kind of just get things are you just look like this so quickly instead of stopping to look at some of the things. I mean, they've got it's insanity what they have over there, and the building that what goes on is just nuts. And so Lincoln, wow. To have this.
If you actually were in there like and looked at everything and read the stuff, it would take you 10 hours. Like if you walk through it, like kind of glance, still at least three hours. But it could take you 10 hours to read everything. It is that big.
Did you see anything in particular that you enjoyed?
My favorite thing was like a mini bike from 1950 with a giant gas can on it. It was so sweet.
A mini bike from 1950.
But they had cars from, like I said, the 40s. They have all these indie cars. They have hot rods. They have funny cars. They have,
So do they have the big dragster with the big fat wheels on it?
Absolutely. Oh,
pretty much everything's in there.
Everything there. Then they have these giant poster boards of movies from with cars in them.
Yep.
And Herbie the Love Bug was there.
Oh, nice.
So two things. There was two Herbies, if I read it correctly. One had Buddy Hackett in it. Remember Buddy Hackett?
I do.
Buddy Hackett was in
movies.
One. And then Don Knotts was in another one.
Yes. I remember both of them.
It was incredible.
Yeah, I remember the Don Knotts one more.
So thank you for having a chance to be invited to speak. But the greatest thing is what's going on in Lincoln. This is right over the building. There's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's so ridiculous. You can't even imagine the size of what. And then almost everyone says the same thing. They're like going, had no idea this was here. Had no idea this was here. And you can rent the place out for this venue in the middle of it. And I'm not going to put up numbers, but it was told extremely, extremely affordable. Yeah, it's not like, well, we're going to kind of gash them on this thing like that. Nope, not at all.
What they serve.
Like that. They had it looked like brisket they were having.
Ooh,
good choice.
Yeah, brisket.
Did you have some?
I did not. They were super nice to me right there. Todd was like, "Can I get you a plate to go?" And I was had to whisk out to Grand Island after that. And so did not do that, but it was very kind of them. I don't know who the caterers were, how they did the food there, but obviously it was very well run, so I know that. And
so they did have like a dragster with big back tires and little front tires that you could. Could you're not allowed to get in the car.
No, you don't crawl into it. But I will say this, the rope is very close. You get within you to me to the car. You're not like going, okay, you can look at it. Just don't even like that. Don't touch it. Like the Nova you couldn't touch when you were in junior high. Same deal. Also, I'm there, and this guy comes up, introduces himself, goes, "Coach, you mind if we get a picture together?" And I said, "Oh, no problem. So we get a picture." It's Farley's father-in-law.
You're kidding me.
Farley's father-in-law was working there. Yes, he works there. They have a lot of employees. I mean, because there's a lot of things going on there.
Farley's father-in-law. Terrell Farley.
So I had a chance to talk to him. What an incredible man he is.
Man.
That was fun. Also, the elevators were ridiculous. I didn't ride one, but the elevators were built to haul cars. And so they're big
massive.
Enough. They're big enough to put cars into.
They're big.
And so it just looked like these big, whatever, industrial elevators to haul cars up and down. And I was like,
this is right over here, right?
Yeah.
We could be there in 5 minutes.
Yep.
We could be
right
there
across
in 5 minutes.
Right across the bridge. Yeah.
Right across the viaduct.
I just wonder
is that
when,
right?
I just wonder when state basketball hits or different events, does that get hit right away? Do fans know to come to town and go over there? Because I didn't. I had some idea, but I only knew about this. It's been here for how long?
A long time.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to criticize them. I have told them for years, we probably should advertise this place. People need to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting people from across the world that love racing, they come here. But what about your state?
What about
Lincoln?
Your people? I don't even know. I don't know what the building looks like. Is it kind of hidden?
It is hidden.
It is hidden. 100%. Candace from Arthur, have you been here? Have you been to the Speed Museum? Good question to ask. That would tell you something right there.
Katrinka.
Katrinka, have you been there?
Way in.
I've never heard of a field trip going to that museum.
No, I've never heard of one either.
Can't say that I have.
I met Farley's father-in-law.
And you spoke, and then you went to Grand Island.
Yeah, I had to go to Grand Island, too.
It's
a lot of things. There's a lot of things
going
on. It's
a busy day, Bill.
It's a busy day.
Grand Island's a great city.
Got home about 7:30 or so.
Oh, yeah. So...
It's a long day when you get up.
Jeez, you had a long... Yeah.
When I was talking to you, you were in Grand Island.
En route.
En route.
I was en route, yes, okay. When we spoke.
Jake, what about you?
What
is your day
not
like?
Much yesterday. You know, golf league was the big thing Monday.
Jake. I saw Jake yesterday.
What? Where'd you see me at?
I don't know what you were doing.
You saw me?
You were doing some jig in here. I drove by right here.
A jig.
What you time? Were dancing?
He was at the computer doing like...
I was not dancing at the computer.
Yes, you were, for sure.
What were you doing?
Well, if anything, it's probably a dubbing in song of the day, if anything, which maybe is a jig-worthy song today.
I can tell you the scene. Ellie was sitting...
Okay, that might have been song of the day then.
Yeah, Ellie was facing you over here.
Yeah.
And you were...
Is this early afternoon?
He was moving in his chair. Yeah, it was early. It was
okay,
late.
He's gyrating.
I was dubbing in today's
gyrating
song of the day.
Is a good word.
He was gyrating. Okay.
Yeah, so it must be...
You were creeping on me in the window.
I wasn't creeping on you.
Sounds like you were.
What would make you drive by?
I work over in the Haymarket, and my route home is down O Street. Oh, no. I work in the Haymarket, and I go... I don't want to say what I do. I go over the viaduct for something, and then... come back down O Street. Let's just keep it at that.
And you saw me in the window
the tobacco
dancing.
No, it's just something I do. And but anyway, yeah, I saw you. I do it. I drive by here every...
Good to know I'm being creeped on in the window.
Mm. I wasn't creeping on anybody. I was right there. I was literally right there where that car is.
Well, that's a little tease for song of the day then. I was doing a little jig.
Yeah, you must have liked it. And Ellie was sitting there. I didn't see anybody else.
Because there's no other music being played back there.
Ellie literally was looking at me, but I don't think she knew. Like, I don't think she put it all together in her head what was going on.
Talk about what would you want to use like that? Duct tape. That's what Ellie is. Because duct tape
holds
can fix
together.
Everything. She holds it together, and duct tape is always. Just get some duct tape. It'll be fine. Like that. I use duct tape often. I go through.
I need some.
I go through rolls of it.
Do
yes,
you?
I go through rolls of duct tape, and
it's
I just and I love it. I use duct tape and paper towels as if I have a much larger budget than my life.
Oh, really. I've been criticized for paper towels.
Yeah. That makes three of us then too.
Really?
Every day at the house. Oh. Really? You couldn't use a rag for that one? No, I use three paper towels.
Wipe shaving cream off my face with a paper towel.
Yeah. Paper towels are remarkable.
Okay, we're on the same page. If we all get
there's nothing
very much
like,
so criticized for a paper towel
and
use.
And we have we
I feel
buy
better
them,
now.
When we go in, we buy them by the
bulk.
16 packs.
Oh, so do we.
16
and
packs.
And they
we,
go quickly.
And we have a storage place for them. And I do. There's never a time where I shy away from, you know what, we just need to kind of, you know what, just get some reusable. Nope.
God, we all have that in common. That's bizarre.
So I feel the same way about duct tape.
Yeah, Trix could weigh in. It drives Trixie crazy.
Paper towels?
How many I use?
Yep. Well, we're the same person. We're all the same then.
I'm saying there's probably 30 times a day I might even say it out loud. I'll just get a paper towel. Loris, grab a paper towel. Gigi, get a paper towel. It'll be fine.
They're the best.
Oh, they're so good. They're so good.
Did you just blow your nose in a paper towel?
Yes. I use it all the time.
Every single day.
No. Yes. Every day. Yes. There wouldn't be a...
Then you can use it for something else.
You think what's funny about it, part that probably really gets you, is that, you know, they've cut down the perforated part. Now, if you just take one, it's only about like this wide.
That's
it
true.
Does. They've cut down.
That's
true.
It used to be.
I don't
so
abide
back
by
in,
it.
Back in better times, when you pulled one off, it was
right.
about like this.
You're right.
Now they're like this.
Oh my God, that's true.
Yeah.
They are. They're like that.
I do two every time.
I don't even use
the amount I grew up on.
Yeah.
Yes. And also back.
Oh, they used to be big.
Yeah.
You're right.
100%.
And back at the time, everything was kind of like a jacuzzi. It was in our house. It was called Scott towels.
Yeah,
we didn't call them paper towels. We called them Scott towels because that was the brand that originally started.
There's Bounty and there's Scott.
Oh, there's
right?
so many.
Bounty's
there's so
kind
many
of a big
brand,
one.
I don't
brands
think my
now.
Mom had those. Weird. Now that you mention it, that became more of an adult thing for me.
Mm-hmm. We had paper towels. We had them in the house growing up too. And I think that probably been mom would be a little bit more chastising on me, like, "Hey, let's ease up on those a little bit."
God,
paper towels.
Are there any that exist still? Or are you talking about the big sheets, not the
I don't know that.
Because yeah, they're all saying like they're small now.
Don't know.
Definitely
that,
half the size.
They're all half the size.
It is bothersome.
Somebody will know this. Yes. They will. Somebody will know it. Chime in. 4, 6.
Gorilla Bear says normal size paper towels definitely better times. Than
oh, 100
than
100.
Right now.
And then also sometimes I'll just be walking through the dollar store and I'll see paper towels and I'll just throw them in. I'll grab a couple extra.
You always need them.
Now those are smaller. They're the smaller amount, but it's a dollar. So.
I'm always surprised by the singular paper towel thing you can buy.
By itself, not in bulk, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it too, but.
Occasionally I'll do that, yeah. And then do you have a dispenser?
Yes.
So ours sits like this.
No, ours hangs.
We have the one where the roll goes in there.
I like that. I would say this. Now, sometimes you get yourself in a predicament, though, because all of a sudden you go to take one, and all of a sudden it rolls off.
Yep,
off
no problem. That's back here. That's the problem.
That's the problem back here. Ours sits like this, but that doesn't bother me a bit either.
The sound effect of that was good. Good sound effect, Bill. Yeah. Kevin in Waukee says, I love paper towels. My wife gets mad at me for using them for everything. She gets napkins for dinners, and I just go grab paper towels to make her mad.
Way better.
There's never a time when we eat any meal.
Yeah.
There's not a paper towel. Just grab a paper
towel. Oh, exactly.
Yeah, there's never a napkin come out.
Better.
Ever.
No, they're way better than a napkin. Interesting.
Paper towels. I'm glad we're 3 for 3 on that one.
Yes,
we're on the same page.
They've changed my life. I mean, my life changes if all of a sudden someone just says, the paper towel thing's over. We're done with those. We're not making them anymore.
That would be one of those things.
I would not adjust. It would be a bad day every day. Yeah. Anyway, paper towels.
I have nothing else from yesterday. It was a slow day. Typical, boring, normal day yesterday. Nothing crazy happened.
Wow.
No holes in one to celebrate. Although I saw LaRue had a hole in one. Your neighbor LaRue.
Had a hole in one, which I had to find out from someone else besides LaRue. I can still remember it so easy. I'm just sitting there. I'm on my deck, and I look at something on my phone, and it's a picture of LaRue's having dinner in Italy. And I kind of look over at the house like, I thought they were here just like an hour ago. They weren't. They were in Italy.
Facebook.
They were in Italy, yes. I had to find out through social media that my neighbors, who I talk to quite often.
It is kind of weird.
That I talk to quite often. All of a sudden, they were in Italy. So I also had to find out about LaRue's hole-in-one, his ace. I had to find out through Jake.
Yes.
Got that to me. And I did text him.
What'd he say?
And I gave him the whoa text with it. And he goes, yeah, crazy morning. And my first thought was, LaRue's got life going pretty good.
He's playing
golf on a Tuesday morning.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, so
that's
right there.
Solid.
That tells you how life's going for LaRue.
Yeah.
And he hit an ace.
I can't even imagine it.
So when people, the other day,
I was,
this is how famous the LaRues are. I'm walking and I go through the old part of Hillcrest, kind of around there. That's my area of walk. And I get stopped by a local breaker. I'm not going to name names, but awesome guy, and they're getting ready to move. And so we're talking, and he explained to my wife where I live, and then he described it as they live right next to LaRue's. So LaRue's is the pin of the neighborhood. It's like where you
are. Right by LaRue.
If you talk to anybody, I'm two houses down from LaRue. I'm right next to LaRue. Our house backs up to LaRue.
We know where you're at.
Everyone knows where it's at.
They're the pin.
The pin of the neighborhood.
They're the pin of the neighborhood. If you pin anything, LaRue's are pinned.
LaRue.
Yeah.
He had a hole-in-one. Congrats to LaRue.
And where was his hole-in-one?
Hillcrest.
Okay, so he's a Hillcrest golfer.
He lives right there. I'd hope so.
I'd hope so he can get to the first tee box in 40 seconds. So I'd hope that'd be it. Yeah. Imagine something like that. Do you belong here? Poof, no, I'm over.
But LCC, across town.
I drive 30 minutes one way.
Someday I'll join this place.
Someday I'll join, but looks like a nice club.
You can play at other places. Right?
I can't imagine. People are driving around that work golf courses. They have to just be in heaven. Every golf course looks amazing.
I'd agree. That's because the drought's over.
The drought's over, and with that, everyone's life is good too. Oh, it's ridiculous. We're mowing every 4 days.
I probably should. I let it grow. I do it once a week. And it gets pretty hairy before that last day.
That's pretty nasty.
I know, but I try to get it before the
worst part about it
comes.
Is when you start to mow and you look back and you're like, really? I let it go this far? It looks so good when you get that crisp
mow. It's true.
So, no, we're on the 4 day deal.
Jeez.
We might go 5, but it's not going a week.
I can't afford that.
LaRue's got a 360 mower.
Oh, God.
He flies in that thing, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. He has his lawn in probably 18 minutes.
What is that?
We're like an
hour.
So
how does that work?
What's that?
How's it work?
I don't know. You just sit on it and drive it with levers. It
whips around.
It's 360. You can just turn around on a dime. It's amazing.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about it?
What's that?
Would you get one?
I'd have to get a different gate. No, not thinking about it. I liked my push more. I use it as a little bit of fitness.
It is fitness.
It is. I don't mind it at all.
People like to push back. Say no. That's fitness.
No,
that is fitness.
Is that fitness?
Okay? It counts.
Fitness.
Does it count?
Yeah, absolutely, it counts.
You're getting steps in.
You're getting steps in.
Okay. I'm not pushing back.
You're not running. You're not running, but it's fitness, yeah. And I kind of enjoy it. Achieving something here.
I kind of enjoy it.
I enjoy leaving for 2 hours and coming back. Oh, my lawn's mowed.
I've had people mow my yard, and it's pretty cool. He's going to lie to you. It's pretty cool.
I mean, it's fine if you don't think it's cool. I just think it's cool when I have to surprise, when I just leave.
Freshly mowed yard.
I'm barely even gone, and there it is.
Sometimes I used to see him out there mowing. I'd be inside, kind of wave at him.
Need some iced tea?
How you guys doing out
there? I like the sound of the engine starting when I'm inside. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
all right.
You, Sophia.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
Seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show, custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com.
Joey's been contacted by the museum, by the Speedway Museum, to potentially put one of his sprayers in when he retires it.
Really?
Yes, that's
really?
That's
iconic.
That's
huh?
It's iconic, and they do all
Speedway.
Vehicles. Yes. Joey,
I'm sure he'll listen to that.
He's been contacted.
He's been contacted.
Well, Sip, yesterday you were at practice for Nebraska football. We did hear from Mike Eckler. We'll get to some audio from him in a second, as well as
what'd you see?
A tearful quote from Archie Wilson. But before that,
tearful.
Yeah, tearful. You had eyes up for about a half hour on practice yesterday. Is that right? 30 minutes.
Yeah, roughly, I suppose.
Let's paint a picture.
Paint the picture.
Where was the practice at?
We stayed by Keith Mann.
Grass, indoor, stadium. Where were you?
It was indoor and outdoor.
Okay, so you're over at the complex.
It was a big crowd. It was a big media crowd. I'm trying to paint a picture. Keith Mann was in charge.
Keith Mann was there. Did he talk
properly
to you on the
growly?
Did he give you?
No, he was. Simple. He was amicable. So you're relegated to a sideline indoors and the end zones outdoors, which is fine. You see plenty. The offensive line was okay. The first thing I noticed were the tight ends in a combo blocking drill.
Nice.
Combo blocking.
So Heinrich was getting after it. Right. Heinrich. Harburg. Harburg. Ever mention him? Do we mention
never.
Him enough?
Never do.
It seems like we don't mention Heinrich enough. Harburg was in a combo blocking drill getting after it with a tackle on another offensive lineman, I believe it was. So Carter was over there, Nelson, Lindenmeyer. Those are the three I saw. You always see the line first because that's where you walk in. God, and Donovan is just, wow, loud. Whew. That's an intense study. Then you go outside, it's not quite as intense, you know. Then I was I was watching. You're involved in a sport that, once again, I was watching the D lineman do a drill where that one guy had to fight off a double team. So, Sua Lefatua would be lined up in front of Van Poppel and Dylan Parrott and have to. There's a technique where you got to keep your left arm straight, best I could tell. But the point is, it was just looked horrifying. Like, you got 200-300 pounders in front of you, and you got to fight them off. And it's tiring. It looks tiring. Like, that would be the drill. I'd just be like, okay, are we done for the day now? Can we go in? And that was like the start of practice. Those dudes, they're just doing stuff that normal people can't do. You know, they're fighting off 200-300 pounders.
We had a drill at LSU, which is the same drill. It was called
You know what I'm talking about?
It's called bump combo. And it would be good
bump
on good.
Bump combo.
And it doesn't matter what technique you're playing, they're all the same. But generally, it's a three technique in between the guard and a tackle. And then there'd be a linebacker stack. And then a running back had to run right through here. And they're going to try to double team you out of there. And that D lineman had to stay in the crease. And he had to have the ability to be a gap control because they're trying to get two guys to get. And the whole thing was if he got out of your gap. And so, but there's times you'd have to, you'd have 600 pounds on you
mm-hmm.
For the start. And that's why you're always on. That's why you want linebackers downhill, because if the linebacker gets downhill, then the bump, the combo becomes a bump, which means now one of the linemen has to leave to go block the backer. As they're blocking you and the linebacker is static, they just stay on you until the linebacker moves, and then they combo off to him. That's the whole concept of in different blocking combinations. So that's why you're always, if you're a D lineman, you're like, with your linebacker, you're like, hey, get downhill. Get this other body off of me in the run game.
Exactly. So just overall, I was struck by the intensity. Because it was hot. It always occurs to me how these guys are doing things that just most normal humans can't do. They're huge, and this is not easy. Oh, by the way, 1890 Nebraska founder Sean Peed laid eyes on him. He was there with his family.
Did you talk to Sean?
You don't talk to Sean Peed.
Was there even an acknowledgement?
No.
No hat tip?
No, I did not.
In fact, I purposely didn't. He was there with his family. They were guests. He was escorted by multiple senior members of NU's development and fundraising team. Sean Peed was there.
Was there any mention that he was discussed about Battle of the Network Stars and being part of that at all?
In the dunk tank, maybe.
In the dunk tank, maybe.
No, I don't think Sean Peed would go in a dunk tank.
But we thought we'd have Sean throw.
Yeah,
he
could do that part.
We'd like to have him throw.
He might throw. No, there's nothing.
So we don't have any idea if he listened to Battle of the Network Stars and Howard Cosell.
I stayed away from that.
Okay, understood.
But I saw it. I walked behind it, basically. Single-digit recipient so far, Riley Van Poppel, number 5, Dane Key, number 6. Sounds like upcoming will be the running back Emmett Johnson will get 4. That wasn't practice. What else did I look at? I looked at the offensive line. I looked at the defensive line. Then time was running out. I saw like a running back drill where they were, it looked like blitz pickup type thing. Bonner was working with the running backs, as was Hayes Miller. I don't know why, because the head coach wasn't available. That probably doesn't matter that much. They probably just put him back there sometimes, you know.
Mm.
Not that they're moving the running back, just there's probably some
just
plays.
For a drill.
Well, yeah, and there might be a couple plays.
Does panic set in? Is there like a 5-minute warning horn?
Three-minute warning. No, it wasn't panic for me because I had already scribbled enough notes to write stuff, so I was ready. I mean, there's only panic is when you got to formulate your thoughts a little bit, and then there's people always want to talk to you.
Yeah. Yep.
So you always kind of find yourself kind of skirting away from the crowd.
I think if you wanted to talk, you'd want to talk pre- or post at the post.
For those 30 minutes,
I would want nobody to talk to me.
Although there are certain guys you talk to that you can get stuff from. Like Mike Severe is a great one to stand next to because he sees stuff at a higher level than I do. And so I'll kind of sometimes position myself next to Severe and say, hey, what are you thinking? How's that look? And he always has something that I don't notice. And I'll steal that from him because I don't know, he might write some stuff on Twitter.
I remember it's the same thing in spring recruiting. I remember being at Iowa Western, and you get there and there was a Saturday scrimmage. And I remember the day it was a Monday scrimmage.
Iowa Western.
And me and Laura had just gotten married that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we got married and I stayed up here in Lincoln as an LSU to go to Iowa Western to see these players. So anyway, you get there, and I know some people at Iowa Westerns. They take care of me pretty good. But there's a lot of coaches there, and some big-time coaches. It was a big practice, padded practice, and it was in the morning. It was early. I got pulled over on the way over there. I was speeding, and the guy just gave me a warning. I really appreciate that.
Where were you?
Heading from Lincoln to Omaha.
Okay.
The practice was just across, at the high school in Council Bluffs. So anyway, you get there, and you get your, hey, coach, here's your information. Here's the names. Here's this and that. And I've got my stuff that I'm going to film with. And there's a bunch of guys that's going to get out of their car and got their coffee. And, hey, blah, blah, blah. And practice starts. And I'm like, And like, dude, I got to go.
Can't talk.
I have to report back to Ed Ogeron in like an hour of things that I saw.
Right.
And I don't have time to sit here and just be like, oh, it could be a good year coming up, huh? No, like that. No, I have zero time for that. Just a complete beeline for it.
Zip, like, how you been?
I don't want to talk to anybody. And we used to have to film. We film practice. And so when the day got over, I'm sending clips back to our video guy to put on there for Coach Ogeron to look at. And it'd be, I'm like, please, just don't talk to me. I don't have any. I'd be like going, hey, I got to go to this next school. I'm going into Omaha to hit a few schools. And when I do that, I said, you know, give me a call later if you get a chance. But I have zero time during this, so I can see what Sip's going through.
What? It wasn't.
Stop talking to me. I'm watching
ball. I don't have to
film
anything, but you know how it goes. Okay, injuries. Ives still out.
Quentin Ives, running back.
Yeah, thank you. Quentin Ives. He tried to go in a drill, and Barthel said, no, no, no. It was a cool drill, too, by the way. I don't know what you'd call the things that they run through where it looks like there's some resistance.
Gauntlet.
Yeah, gauntlet.
Gauntlet.
God. Yeah. A gauntlet. Yeah. But right before they rip through the gauntlet, Ron Brown throws a bag right at their feet, and they got to jump over it. But you can't leave both feet. You got to have one foot on the ground, you know, because Barthel said, if you get both feet off, you're dead. You'll get crunched. So keep one foot on the ground, hop over that thing. Brown throws it. It's a sweet drill. Ives tried to do it, and they said, you're not doing it. So Ives is still, they're still watching Ives. And Pierce Mooberry's out. Gabe Moore's out. You don't recognize his name. Jackson Carpenter's out. Isaac Dickey's out. Jamarion Parker's still out. Didn't suit up. Turner Corcoran, full go.
Nice.
Dane Key, full go. That was good.
Did you watch Dane Key?
I know all about Dane Key. I don't need to watch Dane Key.
That's the Hall of Adam. He didn't practice at the open scrimmage.
Puffed
we could
up
watch.
Pretty good. Yeah, you barely seen him at all,
we
really.
We had 2.5 hours to watch practice. He wasn't even practicing that day.
Hey, you could have watched him. He wasn't practicing.
There are certain guys that I feel like I don't need to. He's. I know about Dane Key. There's guys I'm more just the linemen I'm more interested in. Both defensive and offensive. It looks to me, this is personal opinion, like Hufkin. I'm always intrigued by him because he looks ready, but I don't think he's ready. He looks ready, like physically, but then in a drill, you're like, maybe not quite, you know. There's a lot involved.
Is there any tension when you walked by Coach Butler?
I didn't.
Good question.
I didn't see him. I didn't see him. So
we're gonna work through this, right? It's gonna be okay.
Should we invite him in here to talk.
Should we invite
this?
Him in.
Yeah, we can talk this out with John. We'll sit him right here.
There's no tension.
Keith Mann will bring him in. Keith will bring him in.
Talk through our problems together here.
Maybe Keith could come in with him.
Okay, I'll text
be a,
Keith.
Like a buffer.
Be a buffer.
Tanned buffer. God, Keith's tan is. I don't know what's going on now. It's because he's probably playing a lot of golf
like that.
He's tan year-round, but it's ramped up now.
Well, we did hear from Mike Eckler post-practice, Nebraska special teams coach. He's pointing the thumb if things go wrong. Not the finger, pointing the thumb. Here's Mike Eckler on that.
Wow, you got some sound?
Yesterday.
And if our players, if we go out and we make a mistake on special teams, I want you to write this. X stinks. All right? It's on me. I want our guys. I told them they can't make a mistake. They cannot make a mistake. The only mistake they could make is not making a full speed decision. That's it. We're going to go out. We're going to play with our damn hair on fire. And at the end of the year, when we look up, we're not going to go game by game. Some games you got an opportunity on special teams to make a huge impact. But I know this from doing this a long time. If you try and force things on special teams, that's when you get in trouble. So you might go out there, and we might return a couple punts for a touchdown. And then next game, they might kick everyone out of bounds. Don't get an opportunity. Don't get a pitch to hit, right? Same thing. But it's about executing every time you're on the field. That's why we start every meeting and break every meeting down with one shot, one kill.
Mike Eckler.
Mike Eckler spoke. Phil Snow spoke.
He did speak, yeah.
Archie Wilson spoke. I bolted out of there after, right after Eckler, so I don't know who else.
Well,
I don't know who else spoke.
Archie Wilson was asked about being away from home.
That was a rough. That was a little rough scene. I saw the YouTube video.
Let's hear how it sounded from Archie Wilson, Nebraska's punter.
Yeah, I love them a lot. Yeah, I've got two little brothers and my mom and dad, and I. Yeah, that's the tough part about being here. I love them a lot and I miss them. But it's I mean, they know this is what's best for me, and it's good. I can still talk to them plenty over the phone, and they're coming here to see the first few games, so I'm looking forward to that.
Emotion there from Archie.
Oh yeah,
Wilson.
I can relate. I was horrifyingly homesick as a freshman. I called my mom and dad.
And you were in Columbus.
Yeah, I was from Columbus.
Australia.
I called them and said, I'm coming home. And my dad said, what do you mean? I said, I'm coming home. He said, where are you going to stay? I said, well, I thought I'd stay with you guys. He goes, no, you ain't staying here.
I kicked that out.
So that was that. That was that for that. But so I get it. I was like physically ill. Like I would throw up. I mean, I hated being away from home. So I kind of get it. He's from Australia. You know,
across the world versus, you know, an hour and 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
A little different.
Distance doesn't hardly mean a lot because, like I said, I was homesick too. People are different homesick, and Columbus is reachable. But if you're from,
it's reachable,
but,
all right.
But still, it doesn't solve a lot. Also, if you're from New Jersey, you're not going home.
No.
If you're from Texas, you're from Florida. We have
hard to get home.
But it's not like, so once it gets past about a 30-mile loop, there's not a lot of getting home with it. So it hits.
Wichita?
No. Like I said, it's
hard to get there.
You're not getting there. Not right now. It's like, well, but you're from Wichita. Like, when would I go to Wichita? No, you have zero time. You have like an hour off.
Drive,
yeah. You have an hour off. So that's what you have off. So
you got to fight through it.
Yeah, be able to fight through it. And I would say the biggest thing I would imagine, hypothesis would be with the punter, is just the entire change of lifestyle. I mean, you're in a different. So all of a sudden, things just aren't normal with that. Where if you're from Wichita and you move to Lincoln, it's not like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Culture shock.
No.
What? Nope. What? I mean, yeah, no. So that's probably the part that'd be the hardest on dealing with that. But
Wichita, Lincoln, pretty similar.
But homesick is real. If you talk to, if you talk to almost, you know, some people say, there's always a few, like, that didn't bother me a bit. 90% of the players are like, kind of, it crosses their mind at night in the dorms. I want to go home. It crosses their mind, especially at Nebraska, because a lot of them come from different places and they're in a different state. And even though it's not that far away, they're able to get to. But I remember hearing Turner Gill talking about, he's just like, oh, man, I wanted to go back to Texas.
Yeah,
it
makes sense. So, yeah.
Yeah,
there you go. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today in downtown Lincoln, where might you go, Bill?
Bird. Bird is the word.
That'd be... Early Bird.
Early Bird.
19th and K. Stop by. They have many great things like pancakes, French toast, a lot of waffle.
They have regular
options.
Pancakes,
they do,
Jake.
They do have regular pancakes.
With maple syrup.
Yep. Or blueberry, like Sip likes to have. Blueberry pancakes.
They can jazz it up if needed. If not, you can go old school.
They do got big blueberries, though.
They do. They have a variety of burritos, also breakfast tacos, and don't forget... The world famous
hash holes.
Stop by today.
A lot of pressure
open now. They open at 6:30. So the doors are open.
They're open right now. You can go right in.
7 days a week. Early Bird, 19th and K. Stop by for breakfast.
Had a guy lap the place six
brunch,
times in a weighted
lunch.
Jersey.
When we come back, what's going on with John Mateer in Oklahoma? It's next. The early break in the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.